Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Next week sees the release of Deadpool. Deadpool 2, I guess, if we're being technical, if you live under a rock and don't know that. But Deadpool 2 comes out next week, starring the great Ryan Reynolds. So we're going to kind of focus on him all week, you know, look at some projects, dream projects we'd like to have for him, his history, things like that. And that's today. Today we're going to look at my top five Ryan Reynolds projects. Now, the thing about this is he's done a lot of phenomenal movies. It was really hard just to pick five of them, but I managed to, and please let me know whether or not you agree. You know, should his appearance on Sabrina the Teenage Witch be on here? Because if it was, let me know. Let's go ahead and dive into it with number five is going to be Waiting. This is a movie that came out back in 2005. Wow, it seems so long ago. About more or less the true story of a guy who worked in the service industry. And it had Ryan Reynolds, Justin Long, John Francis Daly, Andy Milonakis, Emmanuel Cherokee, Anna Faris, Dane Cook, Caitlin Doubleday, Chi McBride, Luis Guzman. I mean, all sorts of people were in this movie, and it was a lot of fun. I remember when it came out, me and a lot of my friends worked in the service industry at the time, and so we went and saw it and loved it. It was a lot of fun, and it's really funny. You get Ryan, like, his quirky humor that he's kind of known for, you really see it flourish in this movie, but also his, like, sweet gentleness, I guess is the best way to say that, that you would see in some of his more romantic movies, you know, like Just Friends, Definitely Maybe, even more subtle performances like Adventureland. This was definitely a good jumping on. This wasn't his first big movie, but I think it was something that really helped introduce him to a lot of people. Number four is going to be The Change-Up. This is a movie that came out in 2011, and it was Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman, who I realized Jason Bateman looks a lot like Jeremy Renner sometimes, and that's kind of weird. But this is basically Freaky Friday, but for grown-ups. Jason Bateman is, you know, a guy, he's married, got three kids, about to be promoted to partner in his law firm. And Ryan Reynolds is a bachelor slacker who kind of does commercials and softcore porn. So the extremes of the switching is really, really interesting. Especially once you throw in Leslie Mann and Olivia Wilde. Leslie Mann plays Jason Bateman's wife. And so seeing Ryan Reynolds, try to hit on her without hitting on her. Anytime you get in body swap, trying to describe it, it's always a tongue twister and fun. But it was really neat, because I watched this movie, the first time I saw this movie, I was a single guy. And I was like, oh man, that must suck to have the kids and everything. And then I watched it again after I got married and had kids. And it's a movie that, you know, it works on a whole lot of levels. And I loved Alan Arkin in this movie. He does awesome as Mitch's dad. But again, it's fun, a little different, kind of a different spin on a, you know, body switch story, but it's worth checking out. Number three is going to be Safe House. This movie came out in 2012, and it was Ryan Reynolds and Denzel Washington, with also Vera Farmiga, Brendan Gleeson, Sam Shepard, Liam Cunningham, a few other people. And I thought that person's name was Taint Phoenix, but it's Tanit Phoenix. I apologize, Tanit Phoenix, for almost calling you Taint. This was a time we got to see Ryan really use his action chops. And as much as he was in Blade Trinity, he was the comic relief in that movie. You had Wesley Snipes doing a lot of the fighting. I mean, he did a little bit, but not a whole lot. Same thing in Smoke and Aces. There wasn't really a whole lot going on there. So having him show up in this, it was kind of eye-opening. I mean, you'd seen him in X-Men Origins, Wolverine, but we don't count that, or we don't count Ryan Reynolds in that movie. This was him, you know, full on 2 hours being like a safe house guy. He runs the safe house, and him and Denzel Washington have to protect each other from something, something, something. I really don't remember at this point. Just bad guy killer MacGuffin stuff. And it's really good. I mean, you still get your Ryan Reynolds quips and things in there, but as far as the actual action in it and stuff, it's just delightful. And the guy who directed it, he directed Child 44 and Life, which are really good movies that you should check out. Those were a lot of fun too. But yeah, if you haven't seen Safe House, I feel like Safe House is one of Ryan's lesser known films. Number two, and arguably his most famous role, and really what helped put him on the map, is 2002's National Lampoon's Van Wilder. He had been around before that and things, but this is really what put him out there in the public. And you also had a phenomenal supporting cast with Tara Reid and Cal Penn, so much so that Cal Penn would get a spinoff of this movie, and they would make a prequel to this movie that had, I don't think, any of them in it. I honestly never saw it, but it's, you know, it's Van Wilder. This is another movie. I remember when it came out, I had just started college, not to date myself, but yeah, and went and saw this movie and loved it. We laughed so hard. I mean, Van Wilder and another little film that we talk about from time to time called Slackers are films that came out, like I said, when I was going into college, and I think really helped, you know, define what I thought my college experience was going to be like. It was not like these things, but my friends and I still had a lot of fun. Van Wilder, you know, is just Ryan Reynolds making quip after quip after quip, and then, you know, realizing, you know, he needs to grow up and he needs to do something with his life and trying to make things better, but still making quips and making jokes and pulling pranks and having naked runs and stuff. A lot of people list this as their number one, and it was really hard for me to put it at number two, but when we get to number one, you'll see why. But before we get to number one, some other good ones that he was in. Buying the Cow was good. Blade Trinity, I enjoyed. Definitely Maybe. Adventureland. The Croods was good. And then I enjoyed Woman in Gold. A lot of people didn't, but I did. So there's that. I never saw Selfless. I really wanted to. But the number one Ryan Reynolds project that I love was the four seasons of Two Guys and a Girl. The first two seasons were Two Guys and a Girl and Pizza Place, and the last two seasons it became Two Guys and a Girl. It was him, Traylor Howard, Richard Ruccolo, Nathan Fillion, Suzanne Cryer, David Ogden Steers. Later on, they introduced Tiffany Amber Thiessen in there, and they had a lot of special guest. Nomar Garciaparra, who was a really big baseball player at the time, showed up a lot. Blink-182 and the Bare Naked Ladies and the Dan Band. The Bare Naked Ladies would do like a musical episode every season, and it was a lot of fun. But backtrack, let that sink in. Ryan Reynolds and Nathan Fillion were on the show for a while, and it's one of my all-time favorite shows. They haven't released it on Blu-ray or anything. There was a DVD release that they had back in 2016 that I need to track down, because it really is a lot of fun. The whole premise of it is these three, you know, young professional type people go about their day and their lives and try to get, you know, the next step. They try and grow up, and eventually, you know, they get out of the pizza shop, obviously by the name, and Trailer Howard and Nathan Fillion get together and they buy the building, this apartment building, and then the guys who are Berg and Pete were their names, move in there, and it's just a lot of fun. I absolutely love this show. It is one that my old roommate and I, it would come on WeTV, Women's Entertainment, when we got home from work, and we would sit there and just watch it. It's only WeTV ever. I don't even know if that network's still around anymore, but this was in syndication and stuff, but it's re-aired in all the countries on all the channels. If you really want to see Ryan Reynolds and Nathan Fillion, you know, kind of get their start and where they came from and perfect that quirkiness that we now know and love, this is it. I mean, it ran from 98 to 2001, and I mean, you had Fillion do a few things before that, but not really. This was before Firefly, before Van Wilder. It's all, I think, I mean, I'm not going to say almost perfect, because it's flawed, but it is delightfully flawed in all the best ways. And that's why it's my number one Ryan Reynolds project. But let us know what some of your favorites are. Some of those we named off, do they deserve a spot at number one? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there and we'd love to hear from you. Also, whatever you're listening to us on, whether it be Stitcher, iTunes, anything like that, make sure to hit that subscribe button. That way you can get all the shows, not just The Night Nerd here, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures, and our monthly show, Family Sounds. There's a lot of good things going on all over the network. And if you want to see even more, you can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Exclusive shows up there, all sorts of good things. I say good things a lot. It's what I do. But that's going to be it for us today. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.